So vote Trump and your incomes will soar, your net worth will skyrocket, your energy costs and grocery prices will come tumbling down, and we will bring back the American dream, bigger, better, and stronger than ever before, the American dream.
Donald Trump visiting IUP, Indiana University of Pennsylvania, also visiting Smithton yesterday and made a stop in Katanning, a little private event, and went to a grocery store in Katanning, which had about 1,000 people attracted to this unannounced visit there. It's been a long time, we'll have to confirm, since a president or presidential candidate has visited Katanning, Paul.
I think the last visit was Bill Clinton back in the day, but I could be wrong about that. We're going to talk with Professor Jerry Schuster, who lives a couple blocks away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He actually called me yesterday. He said, hey, you're not going to believe this, but I'm a couple of blocks from where Trump came to Katanning. I said, oh, I didn't know that was on the scheduled stop. Apparently, you know, some donor private event was taking place, but he made a stop at a grocery store.
One of the stories that I read about this, the headline says, Trump gives mom of three $100 toward grocery bill. The name of this supermarket is Sprankles Neighborhood Market.
Sprankles.
And it's a family-run business and very local. And they say that the inflation problem has had actually sales go down in their grocery store in the last 3 years because the prices have risen, so they've had to make adjustments. You know, when I was reading this article, it reminded me of what we heard from Andy Amrine not too long ago about how they've made an entire change at EB True Value in the way that they approach winter sales and what they're going to stock or not stock, like salt or shovels and things like that. They've changed the direction that the business goes in those months.
And that was based on weather changes.
Right.
By the way, you got to tell them about the popcorn.
Oh, yeah. So apparently, there was this great big bag of popcorn.
I love this.
Let me see if I can get the quote here. Here we go. Sees this big bag of popcorn. Here's the quote. Oh, look, I got to get some. We got to get it. Trump smiles, handing over the large bag to his team. He says, is this good stuff? And then she says, it's the best. Well, if it is, I'll be in Washington, hopefully in the Oval Office, and I'll send for popcorn.
That's funny.
So he's very much at home in these kind of settings. He has the ability to interact with people, and you don't see a lot of reporting on this kind of stuff from the campaigns. Just like with Kamala Harris, I enjoy hearing those little sidebar stories about their interactions with, you know, shop owners or
right.
voters and stuff like that. It's interesting to me.
So he announced that he's coming back October 5th to the Butler Farm Show.
I mean, can you imagine the security that's going to be present for that one?
And I'm sure
it's going to look like an armed camp.
Yeah, from a security standpoint, they're probably not looking forward to, you know, being responsible to do that there.
And with the vice president being here to campaign tomorrow, we'll keep our ear to the ground and let people know right away, you know, what we find out about where she will be. The pattern in the past has been for the Harris campaign to do well-staged private events that are invitation only. So we may not get the word on that until just at the last minute.
Yeah, interesting. But what it tells everybody is Western Pennsylvania is so critical in this election because the candidates keep coming. J.D. Vance supposed to be here at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you know, Trump repeated it again at the rally. He said, you know, we can't win without Pennsylvania.
And the vice presidential debate is on October 1st, and that's with CBS. We will have complete coverage here.
I completely forgot that.
Yeah.
That's probably the last debate we'll get.
It's a week from tonight and 6 weeks from the election. So the beat goes on. In other news, we've hearing a lot about strikes, particularly in the healthcare industry and also in a national level, you know, Boeing and some of these other big companies. But locally, there's a new wrinkle in this case.
Right. Nurses at UPMC Western Psych, the hospital, are saying that not enough is being done to help people in crisis. They say that dozens of beds at Western Psych are closed because of understaffing. They say the patient-to-nurse ratio is way out of whack, and the patients are increasingly going into units that don't specialize in their diagnosis. One of the nurses who spoke with the media yesterday is John Hobdy. Here's what he had to say about the situation.
During the night shift, nurses are often responsible for 14 patients each. And if we have to go to another part of the hospital to help, one nurse is left with 27 patients with acute mental illness. But when we're operating with less than a skeleton crew, it's very difficult to provide the care our patients deserve.
Well, I thank our friends at KDK-TV for that clip. Those numbers are surprising, eye-opening numbers. By the way, this was organized by the SEIU, Healthcare Pennsylvania Union. These are, I think, all union members, if I have it right.
And the issues with local schools continue. And today, we're talking about Burrell, the Burrell School District, flexible instruction day, two-hour delay today because of, quote, a concerning social media post. This has gone on and on and on since school has started here and around the country.
Yeah, the message from the superintendent, Dr. Wagner, said that these social media posts caused concern for several families and students. So they might have been specific in nature. They're not using the word threats here in the language of the statement that they posted on social media, and so we don't know exactly what happened. But in Burrell schools, it's remote learning today. They call it a flexible instructional day, but that really means remote learning back at the house.
And that's what people are talking about in the Big K Morning Show. Every time I hear about that St. Patrick's Day flood, my mom was born and grew up in Millville, which used to flood frequently. The Army Corps of Engineers, over the years, has done a great job in trying to mitigate that. But
Gertie's Run. All you have to do is just say the words Gertie's Run, right?
Yep. And she told us as a kid she was rescued from the second story of her childhood home through a window in a canoe.
See, that's the kind of story you hear in southern Louisiana after a hurricane.
Right. They just had, and KDK-TV showed this, the 20th anniversary of Ivan. And, you know, we did in September, we used to do, John Cigna started the spaghetti breakfast, which we did up until COVID. I think we should bring it back too. We'd serve thousands of people downtown for free. Didn't matter. You'd see a homeless person standing next to a guy in a three-piece suit, next to a woman in a dress, and everybody, we'd support Little Sisters.
There we go. That's what was his heart's behind all of that was his favorite charity, the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Who came in their white habits, and it's the miracle of the spaghetti breakfast that they never got a splash of
no,
sauce
isn't it wild?
Them. Yeah.
With all that sauce and
I remember interviewing the Mother Superior. I said, does it make you mad when people say, who'd they play? The Little Sisters of the Poor, you know, referring to sports.
Oh, right.
And she goes, yeah. She goes, we're tougher than that. But one of the nuns one year got in trouble because she jumped on the back of Cigna's motorcycle. You're not allowed to do that, sister. Oh. But she had a good time. Anyway, we did it one year when Ivan... Shumway and I were in Market Square, and it was Friday, spaghetti breakfast day, and we thought, we're going to have to cancel. It rained. It poured for 24 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
And there we were broadcasting live, and do you know what? People showed up for free spaghetti. People showed up for food, which goes to tell you. And speaking of which...
You know, I guess one of the added features besides, the meal being free, is you got Ricci's sausage in there.
Oh, yeah. We got to bring this back.
That sausage is so good.
Let me talk to the powers that be about that. We wanted to bring it back, but, you know...
I even got to do newscasts down there a couple of times. It was fun.
And you got to eat in between. Hey, speaking of which, and no one can ever give me a good answer why Oktoberfest is in September... In January, Germany, the world's largest beer festival, just kicked off over this past weekend.
Right.
It's two full weeks in Germany, and a big part this year is non-alcoholic beer. So many people are drinking less, they say, in Germany, that to keep up sales, they had 16 out of the 18 tents set up are offering booze-free beverages.
Oh.
Have you ever had a non-alcoholic beer?
I have. I didn't care for it all that much. I'm sure that they've improved the taste over the years, but, you know, you've been to the Hofbräuhaus here, right?
I have.
You got to see the Hofbräuhaus
right now
in Munich.
Oh.
Right?
The original.
For Oktoberfest. Now, I've been in there in the summer months. I was in there once, and the place was jumping. I mean, it was packed.
Do you ever see
big
where
place.
The women who were...
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Big beer
stein. As many as 6 to 8 at a time in each hand.
It's unbelievable. You got to just search that. You know, Oktoberfest, the way they carry the beers around.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking at each glass is like a... You know, it's like a quarter keg of beer.
It's like a 24-ounce mug.
If it's not alcoholic, those people are bombed.
Talk about being on your lips, right?
That's when the singing starts. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And the region continues to be crisscrossed by the presidential candidates and their running mates. And, of course, yesterday, Donald Trump visited PA, and southwestern PA specifically, and here's what they're saying about the visit on CBS with Anne-Marie Green.
Former President Donald Trump, meantime, will return to Butler, Pennsylvania, the site of the first attempt on his life, for a rally there next weekend. This is Vice President Kamala Harris weighs a trip to the southern border this week, as both candidates focus on battleground states with 6 weeks until Election Day. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports.
With just 6 weeks to go until Election Day, new CBS News polling shows Vice President Kamala Harris holds a slight edge over former President Donald Trump across the battleground states, helped in part by a slight improvement in voters' views on the economy. Speaking to farmers in Pennsylvania, Trump laid out another part of his economic agenda, saying he would put a 200% tariff on John Deere imports if the company moves production to Mexico as planned.
It's hurting our farmers. It's hurting our manufacturing.
This week, Trump is on a battleground state blitz, which includes stops in North Carolina, Georgia, and Michigan. Harris is also ramping up her campaign schedule, with stops planned in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada. While campaigning in North Carolina over the weekend, Trump made no mention of embattled Republican candidate for governor Mark Robinson, who allegedly made racist remarks years ago on a porn site and who Trump once called MLK on steroids. Top members of Robinson's campaign resigned over the weekend, and the Republican Governors Association announced it will no longer fund advertising in the state. Robinson has denied the reports.
We have full confidence that we can go on.
What won't go on? Another debate among the candidates for president.
Let's have another debate. There's more to talk about.
But this weekend, Trump said no.
She's done one debate. I've done two. It's too late to do another. I'd love to in many ways, but it's too late.
And after nearly a decade at the helm of the GOP, Trump was asked if he saw himself running again in 4 years if he lost this time around.
No, I don't.
Caitlin Huey Burns, CBS News, Indiana, Pennsylvania.
And Kamala Harris will come to Pittsburgh. The details of her visit in terms of the site and the time haven't been confirmed yet, Paul, as you know, but apparently she's going to roll out a deeper economic plan platform.
I guess a major economic policy speech is at hand. I think that's based on John Delano's sources in reporting. I think that's where we're getting that from. I want to give him credit.
And we also know CBS will host the vice presidential debate, and that will be coming up a week from tonight. And we will carry the entire coverage here on KDKA. Obviously, a long relationship with CBS. And Donald Trump was at the grocery store in Katanning. That's great. I mean, that stuff, that's smart on the candidate's part. You talked about in the old days of campaigning. Remember when Barack Obama came to Market Square, or Bill Clinton stumping for Hillary?
And they
would walk
pop up somewhere, right?
Yeah, and they always had these great exchanges with people, and some we know, like down at Permane's, you know, the original in the Strip. And I'm trying to think of, because we interviewed, I had Bill Clinton on when he was, again, stumping for Hillary, and he was in Market Square while I had him on the air. And he was loving it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he loved that kind of stuff where he was just interacting with.
You've seen him one-on-one with people. He zeroes in on people, makes them feel like they're the only person in the room.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he has a gift for that. I would also say that the reporting has changed in the last 10, 15 years. For example, J.D. Vance was up in Erie, and there was a set event for the campaign that was some controversial comments were made, and over whether or not there should have been, you know, who should have been at Arlington for the 13 soldiers killed in Afghanistan. So, not going to get into that. But then after that, Vance stopped at a couple of different places and had a beer with the locals in one of the joints. And there were people lined up, this is Selena Zito's reporting. And this is the stuff that the national media is just not covering. They go to the big event and then they move on.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about gotcha journalism.
That's a good way to put it, Larry. Yeah.
And they're always looking because that's what gets clicks. That's what gets views. That's what gets likes. You know,
I also think part of the story is watching the candidates interact with the general public. How do they come across? How do people feel about that? Even if they are supporters, right? What's the level of enthusiasm? You know, and we don't see that really much with the Harris campaign either.
Well, regardless,
you know, so much of what she does is so structured, you know.
Regardless of who you're going to vote for, what party you're affiliated with, it's just so surprising to me that Pennsylvania, in particular, southwestern Pennsylvania and Philadelphia, are so important that they're coming back. You know, there's 50 states. Seems like they're here all the time.
And the amount of money that's being spent.
Oh, by far, Pennsylvania has received the most campaign marketing dollars both parties.
I'll bet Marty knows how much has been spent so far here in the Pittsburgh market. I'd love to hear what he's heard lately.
Which is probably similar to what Marty spends on a weekend. You know, he keeps telling us.
Well, he's a one percenter. I mean,
that's right.
He often has repeated that fact.
Make no excuses.
Or is that a claim?
Coming up in the next few minutes, we're going to check in. There's a hurricane, we think, in the making with Tropical Storm Helene, and it's going to go into the Gulf of Mexico. We're going to talk to our meteorologist, Joe Lundberg, about that. And also, 10 minutes, I'm going to give you tickets to Dave Matthews, who's coming to 412-922-1020. Aaron, pick a number.
We'll do number 6. Caller number 6.
6. You never get out of single digits.
No, I almost said 11, but we're going to go with
Marty
caller 6.
Marty used to give you big numbers sometimes. And you and Samantha.
Oh, gosh.
Producer. Yeah, well, 412-922-1020, caller number 6. Dave Matthews. Did you ever see Dave Matthews at all?
I've not seen him inside the stadium, but I've seen him play at PNC Park through the windows of my apartment that faced down into the park.
And
opened the windows up and listened to him play.
Weird encounter with Dave Matthews. He was playing at Star Lake, and this is years ago. The Penguins were in the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Detroit Red Wings. The Red Wings were staying at the Renaissance Hotel downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Happened to go there and meet some people in the lobby. They had a lobby bar there. And
I remember that bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we were there.
It had like a side street entrance there.
There was like Chelios from, you know, famous hockey player with the Red Wings. And Dan Marino was there. And there's a big fuss going on at the door. And it's Dave Matthews coming in. He was staying there, too, and he's coming after the show. And Dan says, who is that guy? What's everybody, you know, I said, that's Dave Matthews. He goes, who's Dave Matthews? I said, you don't know who Dave Matthews? Come on, man. He's his own musical genre.
I think that's true.
So Dave Matthews walks by, and Dan yells out, Dave! And Dave Matthews looks over and goes, Dan! I'm like, what a bunch of BS.
No kidding. You've been busting him on that for years, I would imagine.
Who's Dave Matthews?
Never give him a break.
Yeah.